Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
I put the place on the map yesterday. It was Albury Wodonga.
It's not often you get to say that. Right on the border of New South Wales and Victoria.
That's where PM ScoMo took his electoral campaign, and a real piss poor attempt at an egging of his head at about 11 a.m. yesterday. It was at a CWA.
That's my favourite part. It's a CWA meeting, so it's all older ladies with tea cakes, and someone tries to make an egging statement.
And she didn't even really have a political motive or anything like that. Journalists were like, what did you do it for? And she's like, I didn't like his Twitter feed.
Yeah, come on.
Weird. And you know, they found pot on her as well too.
An idiot.
Like, there's a word of advice. If you're going to commit a really public crime with police all over the place, don't do it with drugs on your body. That's crime 101.
I don't think she's the sharpest tool in the shed, is she?
No.
She's a Greens supporter, I believe, and just didn't agree with, ScoMo's policies. But you know what? We're in a democracy. You don't have to agree. Doesn't mean you have to egg someone.
And that's pretty much what ScoMo said to the press directly after the attempted egging. Because, again, it was a piss-poor attempt.
Yeah. It didn't even break.
Slid off his head.
He's hitting it. It just felt like someone punched him in the back of the head. He's like, what was that?
What happened? But he still had to address it to the media.
Just got to disagree better about these things. Just because you have a difference of view to someone doesn't mean that you have to engage in these sort of ugly types of protests. I mean, it's just not the way we should do things. I mean, we're civilized people. We don't have to go running around doing that.
Now, I find this egging incident yesterday, Australia is looking at it very differently to the egg boy incident. The little boy, he's a teenager, but the guy who egged Fraser Anning.
Yeah.
He was celebrated.
He was celebrated. I guess the difference being Fraser Anning was publicly disliked at that point in time because of the things he had said. And so everyone was kind of just like, hey, he got what he deserved, which not appropriate, probably in hindsight, he shouldn't have egged him.
I think he owns that in hindsight. He was interviewed on The Project and he pretty much said that.
Yeah.
But it's been a very egg-riddled election.
Weird.
And ironically, it fell over Easter as well too, when we're all eating Easter eggs.
Hey, if she cracked a chocolate egg on his head, I don't think he would have minded as much.
Look, 13, 12, 16, because it has been a very egg-laden election. Wanted to put it out there, on 13, 12, 16, is there anyone listening now who's been egged? Has anyone been egged before? Because I can put my hand up, wholeheartedly and honestly say right now, I've never been egged.
I've never been egged.
I've never been egged. I've been dacked.
Has any of your property been egged? Because I know back in the day, if you didn't like someone, it was always like, oh, let's drive past and egg their house. I never did it. Never did it. But it was just a joke.
I guess that counts as an egging too.
That's an egging?
That's an egging.
No, I've never been egged.
I've been dacked. I'm sure other ridicules happened in my life.
Been wedgied?
Oh, I've been wedgied. I've been wedgied. But I've never been egged.
But you've never been egged.
Thanks for calling, Sue. Have you been egged?
I've been egged. And flowered when I was a teenager, and I wasn't allowed to go on the school bus. My parents had to pick me up.
You were egged and flowered.
Egged and flowered for my birthday.
That doesn't sound nice.
If they had crumbed you, you would have become a schnitzel.
Oh, I was a mess. It was so hard to get egg and flour out of my hair.
It was
the worst. Joel's here. Joel, have you been egged?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
It was during a treasure hunt, you know, when you travel around the city and you complete tasks.
Yeah.
And so we were all driving in a car, and a car was coming in the opposite direction, just outside of Stockland Plaza, and they threw an egg, and it came through the passenger window and back seat and hit me in the chest. You know, it was a one in a thousand.
Wow.
That's a good aim.
I know we shouldn't laugh, but that is impressive.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Random thing happened on the weekend here in Townsville. My mum's family had a reunion here halfway across the country.
Yeah, I remember when you moved up here, you're like, family. Oh, I've got some weird family there that I don't really know.
I've got random family members everywhere around Australia, around the world. Like everywhere I go, mum's like, oh, your cousin lives there. Everywhere. I cannot get away from them. And my mum called me up on Friday and she's like, oh, Gab, the reunion's happening in Townsville this weekend. I was like, oh, I don't know any of these people. Literally, don't know any of them. It's my mum's cousins. So distant relatives. People I met two of them only because they lived in Toowoomba when I lived in Toowoomba. And they were lovely.
And no doubt your mum hooked that meeting up.
You know she did. As soon as I arrived in Toowoomba, we were having dinner with them. And they were lovely people. But out of however many hundred family members came to Townsville on the weekend, I knew two people. But my
Can
mum,
I hazard a guess too, though? If they're your mum's cousins, they'd be much older than you. Like they're not people your age.
No, they're not my... The couple that I know, she's about to have her 70th birthday and her hubby is almost 80. So they're a fair bit older and a majority of them were. And my mum signed me up to go to the reunion. So my nana couldn't make it because she's just had a pacemaker installed and normally she'll travel for these reunions and she couldn't go. So my mum's like, Gab will represent the family. God. And so she called me on Friday.
That party would have been a real rager.
She's like, Gab, you've got to get down. I've told everyone.
Did they all go on a groove in the move first?
No, surprisingly.
They're all a groove in the moo with their nipple tape on.
They did all.
And their fishnets.
They'd have to lift the boot up to be able to put the tape on. But no. They were all at Strand Park on Sunday morning for a barbecue breakfast. Yeah. And that was just one of the things. Like they had gatherings all weekend, but that was the one that my mum signed me up to go to. And she's like, I've just told Paul and Jan that you'll go just to say hi for 10 minutes. I know you're moving house. I know you don't have a lot of time, but just 10 minutes. Just pop on down, say hi, because that was so lovely to you when you're in Toowoomba. I'm like, okay, fair call. Put the guilt trip on. I've got to go. But you know how much I talk, and my mum talks more than I talk, and her family talks more than she talks. So I got down there. I was meant to be there for 10 minutes, and I was there for like half an hour. I was introduced to about 50,000 different family members that I've never met in my entire life. I'm probably never going to see again ever in my entire life. And I had to meet everyone and
Can
do,
I say,
like,
this
routes.
Is the weekend when you're moving house.
This was in between moving to the new place.
This is the last place you need to be.
And my boyfriend's waiting for me. I'm like, I'll be 10 minutes. 20 later, he's like, okay, where are you?
Come on.
So I finally got out of there. I called mum. I was like, oh, can you please not sign me up for anything?
Yeah,
like
don't
this
do that anymore, Mum.
Please,
what
don't.
What are you doing, Maureen?
Like, if you want to be there, cool. But if you can't, don't sign me up on
your
behalf.
Can you just not volunteer my time anymore? Like, I know I'm your daughter, but I'm actually a woman now with a job and responsibilities.
But I want to know, 13, 12, 16. What did your parent sign you up for? Because they're notorious for doing it, aren't they? Like,
they're like, Gab will go. Gab will do it.
Whether it's a dance class, a family reunion, whatever it might be, they're just like, oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll sign my kid up because I can't be there, or just because I'll sign my kid up.
The thing is, too, they'll often sign you up without even consulting
they
you.
They never
do. You know what I mean?
It's they just, call you later and go, oh, by the way, you've got to be here this time.
You've got to do this because I've said you would. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Hello, it's Geeta. Listen, it's that reunion. It's her family, the Willoughbys.
Oh, my goodness. Are you a Willoughby?
No. My son's future wife, she's Clancy Willoughby.
Did you meet Clancy?
And were you there?
No, I wasn't
there. Was she
there? Yeah, she was there on the Sunday morning.
Wow. Yeah, that's so funny.
Because it was my son's wedding. And, and my youngest son's wedding and my oldest son, Kieran, he's married to getting married to Clancy.
That's amazing.
I do the family tree off there, guys. That's so funny, Gabs, because when you said I literally have family everywhere, like they're everywhere. I'm
literally
nodding
everywhere.
Going, whatever. Then they call. That's brilliant. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
John.
John.
John, what'd your parents sign you up for?
My mother signed me up to bloody electoral, you know, the rolled enrolled vote. I never bloody enrolled, but she enrolled me for me, you know. Like,
so now you have no choice but to vote.
Now I got to vote all the time. Thanks, Mum.
I think that's a legality, so.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
It's a massive congrats again to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle. welcoming a little baby boy into the world yesterday. He had that look of a proud father.
Oh, didn't he? He was so giddy.
Yeah, it was very sweet. And I had that look again just about 4 weeks ago when my little boy Charlie was born.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing really well. He's eating and that. And yeah, it's great. So my wife often expresses a bit of milk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put it in the fridge and freezer, and that way I can feed him with a bottle and stuff.
Sure, and she doesn't have to wake up every single time during the night.
It's great. It's a great way to go, right? So there's a lot of that happening when I was on leave. Michelle would express milk or whatever. It would be in the fridge. I'd just have to boil the kettle, put it in the hot water, warm it up a little bit, and then I'd feed him. And I'd often do the feeds about like 3-4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of when I get up for work anyway. But the problem is his feed before that is like 10 o'clock, only 4 hours earlier.
Sure.
So you're really tired. Like often when he wakes up at like, you know, 3-4 in the morning, you've only had a couple of hours sleep. So you're right in that sweet spot of sleep. So you're you know what I mean? It's
so
real broken
the alarm,
sleep.
As in the child's cry, goes off and you're just like, no!
It's the worst. So anyway, there was an incident about a week ago where this has happened, and again, I only fell asleep at like 10, 11 o'clock, a couple of hours later, all right, he's ready for his feed. Mm-hmm. I get up. I'm really tired. Like, I'm dragging my ass to the kitchen. I'm warming this milk up. Anyway, I put the bottle in his mouth. He's doing his thing. He's smashing this bottle down. And I know you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to fall asleep when you're feeding your kid. It's bad. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
But I was kind of sitting back because we've got this really comfy rocking chair.
Yeah.
In his room. So I'm sitting back in the rocking chair. I got no shirt on. Like, I just got my boxer shorts on. It's middle of the night. Who cares? I'm sitting back and I'm just resting my eyes. And all of a sudden, I feel this wetness on my chest. Not really, like, more than just my chest. It was actually, like, on the tip of my nipple. And I'm like, that's not right. Better open my eyes and investigate what's going on down there. And I look down, and somehow, like in my days, the bottle has worked its way out of Charlie's mouth, and his mouth has worked its way to my nipple.
Well, he's used to feeding on a boob.
I look down and I say to him, son, you're not going to get anything out of there.
He's learning about the anatomy early.
And by the way, only one person is allowed to do that, and that's your mother. And that chick's just had a baby, so that's not happening anytime soon.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
It looks like it's going to be a really bad year for the flu coming into winter. I know up in North Queensland, like, you know, it's not as cold up here, so there's not as many cases, but Australia-wide, there's already been 40,000 confirmed influenza cases this year.
Yeah.
We're not even into winter yet.
We're not that cold, but we still get the germs.
Oh, we still get the flu.
We're still susceptible to it. And can we stop this whole, like, when people get a cold saying,
I've got the flu. You don't.
And people who, like, are at work and they're like, oh, I've got the flu. But
get home.
If you actually have the flu, like, you have full-blown influenza,
you
are bedridden. Like, you have the hot, cold sweats.
Mm.
It's painful. It's really uncomfortable.
It can be fatal. So last year there were about 4,000 deaths because of the flu, and they're expecting it to be a higher count this year because the flu is just getting worse and worse in terms of how it reaps, you know,
It's such an old world disease as well, too. Like, can you believe people are still dying from the flu?
And healthy young people. It's not just
it's like the elderly or the young.
The
recent measles outbreak as well.
Yeah.
Like,
how is this still happening? But there is some ways you can avoid picking up the germs. So there's 7 everyday items that could be making you sick that you could probably avoid and hopefully steer clear of the flu, including magazines at the doctor's surgery.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, who is touching those? Gross.
Yeah, pick up your phone.
Like the sickest people ever in that waiting room. Don't touch anything they touch, ever.
I don't know. I want to look at this done crossword from 2014 in a new idea.
Yes.
What a great read.
Your toothbrush. So when you're cleaning your teeth, like bacteria gets on there and it can breed on there. And especially if you're sick and you're brushing your teeth, you can then like keep putting that bacteria back into your mouth. So you need to really clean it, sanitize it, or get a new toothbrush every day, whichever you can afford. Just stick it in a thing of mouthwash. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Your ATMs,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be disgusting, as well as trolley handles at the supermarket. Shower heads. This one I was quite surprised about. You should be washing your shower head as much as you wash your bathroom tiles and drains and everything, because it can harbour some pretty gross bacterias from waterborne diseases. Can openers. So this is one that I never expected. People don't wash their can openers enough. And when you go to open your food,
I don't think I've ever washed my can opener.
And when you open the can, it can come in contact with a little bit of the inside rim, and it can be transferring.
Truth be told, I don't remember the last time I actually opened a can as well. There's a lot of ring pulls.
Who's buying cans that don't have ring pulls?
There's an industry that's going out of
canning going places. Out of faith. Or can openers.
Can opener makers. If you own a can opener factory right now,
sell it.
Time to rethink your life.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
Talking about your generation, started back on Channel 9 last week. They had the Veronicas with Andy Lee for Gen Y that time around, but tonight, exciting news, guys. Sophie Monk joins Andy Lee on the panel this time around, and we have her on line right now. Sophie, you're in the Maldives?
I am, and it's absolutely amazing.
Sounds awful. Just got to relax up.
It's been a dream forever. I feel like everyone's dream is Maldives.
Yeah.
Where even are the Maldives? I don't even know like where they're located.
I got kicked out of geography, but I think it's near India-ish.
Right.
I don't know. I got on a plane. I landed here. It's paradise. Nice. Whatever.
It's just nice. Hey, is it intimidating?
All I know is it took a while.
That you're on Team Andy Lee tonight for talking about your generation.
Yeah.
And there was two people on his team. So the brains of two, just you and Andy, is replacing the brains of three from last week. Is that intimidating at all?
Well, I feel like I've got half a brain, so it's even less advantage, I'd say.
I would totally disagree with you.
I went in kicking.
You are a very witty girl, and you definitely have a lot of humour about you, which I love. So how did you and Andy go together? Because he's obviously a funny man as well. Did you fight for the spotlight?
Well, I was very competitive. I was trying to win.
Oh.
I love that. And I do love that your competitive nature comes out, because I actually voted for you to win a Logie about a month or so ago. Yeah, I voted for you for Love Island. You were nominated. But what I love is you actually put out a groveling video on your Instagram pretty much begging people to vote for you.
Exactly. It was very, sad. It looked a bit like a charity, but that is the truth. I've never won one. Yeah, I've never won anything.
I'll play a bit of it here, guys. This is what the video sounded like.
Sophie Monk has been a celebrity on our screens for 20 years, and never has she won a Logie. Vote for Sophie Monk in the 2019 TV Week Logie Awards. Spoken by a paid voiceover artist in a foreign country who doesn't know who she is.
Well, mate, there it is. An all-new low. Just like you've got the piano music, the charity kind of feel. Please vote for me. I'm poor little Sophie. I've never won a Logie.
I know. I used a voiceover artist from, Canada for that one.
Did you pay for that? Or, how did that come about?
Oh, no. I just did it through my friend Oscar.
Right. Thanks,
and you didn't end up winning it, though, did you?
Well, they're not until June.
Well, we don't know yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But I'm guessing no. Let's get real. I don't think I'm ever going to win
the Logies. We all forget when they're on.
Yeah. You should win just from that footage of you fighting off a bee when you're on Love Island.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We do. Because we know you from Love Island, but also we know you as one of the most recent bachelorettes. Mm. I wanted to ask you, being that someone else who has a bit of profile is the new bachelorette, Angie Kent, who we know from Gogglebox, would you have any advice for her going into the bachelorette?
I don't think she needs it. I think she's got it all. She's pretty natural, isn't she? Yeah, but I think she's got it. It's just be yourself, really.
Yeah. And you had that down pat. You were fabulous. A few of the contenders from your episode or season of The Bachelorette were on Bachelor in Paradise recently. Did you watch that at all?
No. I don't watch TV often, which is ironic. I'm on it. But,
which is so ironic because it's your job.
Anyway, exactly right.
She doesn't watch it, but please, you, Townsville, watch it tonight. Yeah. Talking about your Jen. It's back 7:30 tonight. On Channel 9, such a good show. This woman joining Team Y, Gen Y, with Andy Lee. Sophie Monk, you're a legend. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.